Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
It's Monday, the 23rd of September. Coming up, the boss of Thomas Cook says sorry as the company collapses.
I want to apologise to my 21,000 colleagues who I know will be heartbroken.
Holidaymakers in Kent want answers.
Paid the £1,400 many months ago, so they've got my money now, but there's no one seems to be available. It's closed.
And former waste sites in Kent could be turned into solar farms.
If that can be done, and it is viable, that's better use of the land than just having it empty.
Kent Online reports.
Well, there is just one main story today, and it's the collapse of Thomas Cook. It was confirmed in the early hours of this morning the company had failed to get the £200 million it needs to keep its lenders happy. Chief exec Peter Fankhauser has issued an apology.
This is a statement I hoped I would never have to make. Following a decision by the board late last night, the UK government's official receiver was appointed in the early hours of this morning, the 23rd of September, to take control of Thomas Cook. Despite huge efforts over a number of months and further intense negotiations in recent days, we have not been able to secure a deal to save our business. I know that this outcome will be devastating to many people and will cause a lot of anxiety, stress and disruption. First, I want to apologize to my 21,000 colleagues who I know will be heartbroken. You all fought so hard to make Thomas Cook a success. Secondly, I would like to say sorry to all our customers, those who are on holiday with us now, and those who have booked with us in the coming months. My colleagues will be working with the CAA to help with the repatriation. Finally, I would like to apologize to the many thousands of hoteliers and suppliers who have stuck by our business in good times and in bad, and who now face difficult financial choices of their own. It has been my privilege to lead Thomas Cook. It is deeply distressing to me that it has not been possible to save one of the most loved brands in travel. Thank you.
The travel company has 13 branches here in Kent, but everyone who worked there is now out of a job. Some holidaymakers who were due to travel in the next few weeks have been turning up to find out what to do next. Harry's been chatting to John Cook, who arrived at the Strood branch this morning.
I've got a holiday booked to Kalkan in 3 weeks in Turkey. Paid the £1,400 many months ago, so they've got my money now, but there's no one seems to be available. It's closed, so I'm now left with no holiday, haven't got my money back, and don't know how I can get my money back, because the credit card company Barclays are just jammed, the lines are jammed, I can't get through, so a bit of a no man's land at the moment.
What did you make of it when you heard the news this morning?
Yeah, sad for the people of that work here, obviously the thousands of people, also sad for the people that are, you know, travelling away, but again I feel more sorry for the people at work for Thomas Cook. But it's one of them things, you know. I'm pleased the government didn't bail them out, because I think it was a commercial business. They should have sorted themselves out.
Well, they did say that. They said even if they gave them the money they're asking for, it wouldn't be a long-term thing. But yeah, on the jobs side of thing, you mean it's a 178-year-old company and thousands of jobs.
Unbelievable. It's very sad, and it's the situation in the high street today. It's so sad to see so many companies closing. I'm in retail, and I just can't think of anything worse, seeing closed shops and people out of work. The high street is just depleting and not very pleasant.
And have you got any idea what you're going to do next?
Well, I want to book another holiday, but I won't do that until I know I've got my £1,400 back. So I'm going to now keep ringing Barclay card see what I can do with them, because obviously it's clear that I can't get through to anyone here, and the I think it's the ATA or APTA, that they'll be the one who's going to hopefully resolve this. But I'm in a bit of a dilemma what to do next.
He was joined by Jerry John, who's been trying to find out if he can still go away.
I just wanted to confirm what my already, but I learned through the television that the it's gone into receivership, and wanted to make sure what's going on, and it's locked. So I phoned the apartment we're supposed to be going to, and when I came here the other day, they told us Lapad hotel and apartment, so you book. I phoned up this morning to make sure, and they say we never no, it's not, so it's a hotel only. So I phoned another place, and she said, sorry, I can't help you, your name is not there. And so I thought I'd come here, just at least somebody will be here to confirm that, okay, yeah, you're going, and you're booked, you're all paid for. But I'm afraid there's no, it's all locked up and all that, so.
Obviously, you know, this is, you're going to Croatia, that's right. You must have, you know, this is holiday, people save up for that kind of things. May I ask you how much you saved up for that?
Oh, I think it cost us £1,700. £1,700 it cost us, so yeah. So it's a bit of a blow. So you don't know what's going to happen and what's the outcome going to be. I know you're at all and APTA protected, whatever, but.
What are your feelings when you turned on the TV this morning and heard about Thomas Cook, not just from your experience in terms of the holiday, but to know that this company that's been going for 178 years, there's 20 odd thousand jobs worldwide that are being lost?
Exactly. It's a sad issue. It's a sad for everybody, really. We have 178 years of history, and there are talk on the television about the knock-on effect via Brexit and other things, and on the hotel and the, you know, this industry, the holiday industry, and yes, you really can't pinpoint. But again, they were also blaming the online business been taken away by these by other people, and sorry to speak. I mean, online business taken away their business. Sorry, you know, people book online, and. The business taken away from these people who have been there for 78 years. So yeah, it's a sad day for the industry, the whole industry. Yes.
Where do you go next? Do you have any idea what you're going to do next?
We've been doing the holidays in the UK all the time, and but as ourselves book online, I'm culprit as well. We. Last year we were in Athens, and we were in Venice, and all over the world. And yes, but first time ever I booked through Thomas Cook, because the unfortunate thing was my internet system was down. I thought I'll just book it through them, and that's it. And this happened. So it's very unfortunate, really. Yes.
Yeah. In terms of just the situation itself, what do you have any idea what you're going to do next?
I'm like any other person, really, who's kind of lost, kind of confused, kind of upset, because trying to get your holiday booked and you plan things and you save money like any other person, it's not an easy task, you know, and it's a bit of a, yes, I'm sad and concerned as well, because there's a money involved as well. So I know, despite the fact you're protected by APTA and ATOL and all those things, and how long is it going to take time to you know, get your money back?
Because of the collapse, the largest peacetime repatriation programme is underway to bring back 150,000 British tourists who are stranded overseas. Emergency flights are being commissioned by the Civil Aviation Authority, which says it's likely to take a couple of weeks to get everyone back. Thomas Cook operated more than 100 aircraft and 200 own brand hotels and resorts, and employed 20,000 people globally. A 24-hour helpline for customers has been set up. The number is 0300 303 2800. On Kent Online, you can also find a link to a special website detailing flights being laid on to get people home.
Kent Online News.
A 91-year-old man is among eight people who've been charged by police following a protest over climate change at the Port of Dover at the weekend. Campaigners from Extinction Rebellion tried to disrupt traffic on Saturday to highlight how much produce is imported into the UK. The five men and three women have been released on bail and are due in court next month. A man in his 50s has died following a crash on the M20. The motorbike he was riding was involved in a collision with a lorry on the London-bound carriageway between Ashford and Maidstone yesterday afternoon. KMFM's been told he was from Yorkshire. Investigators want to hear from anyone with dashcam footage. Firefighters are still at the scene of a large haystack blaze near Tenterden. It broke out on Rye Road in Wittersham in the early hours of this morning. We're told crews have been making steady progress in putting out the flames. Two recycling centre sites in Kent are being considered as locations for potential solar farms. North Farm Waste Centre in Tunbridge Wells and Swales Church Marshes in Sittingbourne are being looked at by the County Council as a way of acting on their pledge to reduce carbon emissions. Councillor Matthew Balfour has been speaking to the Kent Online podcast.
They're old waste sites. So they're not being helpful to us, and they have intrinsic problems which cost money. I mean, they cost money to maintain and manage. Now, if we can put solar panels all over them, and never forget that we've got to get planning permission, perhaps some of it we will be able to grant ourselves, but that isn't a foregone conclusion, and we've got to make sure that the local communities are happy with what we're doing. But if that can be done and it is viable, that's better use of the land than just having it empty.
Absolutely. And just finally, what happens next then? People will probably want to know then. So after today's meeting, what are the next steps to potentially, you know, get to construction stage maybe? I know you talked about planning.
Well, we've got to work up the project.
Yeah.
And make sure it is viable. Cross all the T's and dot all the I's. Make sure that the communities, so there'll have to be consultations and all of that stuff. Then we would make sure that we have the money to do it, and that the bean counters were happy, and we'd go ahead.
A weather warning for heavy rain is now going to cover most of Kent and will be in force for the whole of tomorrow. The Met Office have updated their yellow alert, which comes in at 4 in the morning and lasts until 11 at night. The downpour is loosely linked to Hurricane Humberto, which is travelling across the Atlantic. And more than 26,000 people have been to visit the Knife Angel sculpture in Rochester over the past 3 weeks. It's made of 100,000 knives that have been confiscated by police or handed in to officers and is designed to raise awareness of knife crime. It'll be on display in the cathedral grounds until Sunday.
Kent Online Sport.
Football, and Gillingham failed to keep their unbeaten run going at the weekend as they suffered a 1-0 defeat to Ipswich Town. The visitors to Priestfield got the only goal of the game just after the half-hour mark. Manager Steve Evans spoke to us after the match.
I think it's a tough game. I think there's two good teams out there. Obviously, you've got... You know, the 10 times our budget rolling into town, Ipswich, and that commands good players. So you need to find a way to try and compete with them. And I thought our boys did that. I think there's key moments in the game. I think there's nothing in it. Max misses it's a huge chance. I don't know how he's missed it. A little goal for me, I think. Within a couple of minutes, young Tommy's not marked his runner, and we get punished. We asked the boys for a response second half. We said we'd possibly change it, which we did. Change the system, change the personnel. I think that change, like it did at Bristol, what? We caught them again, they didn't have a clue what we're doing. Alex goes through, he should score. Saying hits the deflection, goes away, should put it in the net, simple. And I think for me it was territorial one way, and you're always going to be subject to the odd counter-attack. I think they've hit the post, and Jack's had one save, but I don't know how many corners and free kicks we've been putting into the box here in that last half hour, but numerous overriding emotions. I feel sorry for my players. We asked them to give us absolutely everything. I don't think there's one of them has left it on the pitch. I don't think one of our supporters has left it at home. Everyone's given their all. I think in fairness to both clubs, both sets of players gave everything. Both sets of supporters gave everything. They were very quiet in the second half. The Ipswich fans, very, very quiet. Until they get any added time, then the sense the point should be theirs, because they must have thought, what if these scored the beaters?
Before you came here, Maxime has often had a habit of cropping up pretty good goals at the other end, so it was uncharacteristic of him to miss that chance, really.
Well, I don't know, I need to look at it back, but it just looks a golden sitter. I think their staff, their analysis department, say it's just harder to miss than score. and but he missed, but he doesn't mean to mix. Miss, he's given us absolutely everything on the pitch at the other end. He's defensively been solid. And I can't ask my players to give us any more, even the substitutes come on. It has an impact in different areas, and we go home bitterly disappointed. We shouldn't lose that game, but the wonderful Wizard of Lambert will say something different, won't he?
Ipswich are now top of the League One table, while the Jills have dropped one place to 16th. And a road in Sevenoaks has been named today the most expensive place to buy a house in Kent. The average cost of a property on Philippines Shore in Sevenoaks is more than £3.8 million. According to Zoopla, the town has the highest average prices for the whole county, up 0.1% in the last 3 months. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day and overnight, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.